dell'Aladì for having asked us to reflect on the state of puppet policy in Southern Europe. I think it's important that we keep this focus on public policy. And I thought I would use these 10 minutes to engage with you reflexively and try to reflect on some also of the mistakes I made in the past when studying public policy in Southern Europe. I must say that I only occasionally do I work on Italian politics, and I've never done research on other South European countries. So my experience as a researcher is limited, but of course I also read about public policy in these countries, and I supervise dissertations that look at Greece as much as at Italy, at least at my university. So I would say that the title of this reflection that I want to propose to you is essentially how the new institutionalists became old institutionalists. It's something that happened, and I don't understand how and why, but what I want to do is just to describe this phenomenon rather than explain it. Essentially, when we explain public policy, remember this is the topic set by Stella Ladi for our discussion, is not South European countries, but policy. When we explain policy, we immediately think of a unit of analysis. And that unit of analysis is more often than not, and I know we've seen just some valuable examples that buck the trend, but the trend is one of saying the unit of analysis is the country. So I think if the policy that I'm examining is in Spain, I think about Spain as my unit of analysis. So it's this before being a policy is a Spanish public policy. That immediately triggers in our mind a set of institutional thoughts that I know in the words of March and Dawson and others were new institutional thoughts, but have become very classic institutional thoughts. So if I want to explain Spanish public policy, I look at the institutional features of Spain, and this is very classic in comparative research, and even almost typical of large N research, because what data do you have about something that, like public policy? You have institutional data, obviously. You have data on the executive structure, on the relationship between the government and the parliament, on the electoral laws, on veto players, plus control variables drawn from a set of economic variables. But if we look at political variables, we have these very classic, old institutional features that we use essentially in two ways. We use them in positive analysis because we tend to predict the policy outcome we are interested in by using these macro features. So we say, well, of course, there are veto players in Italy, but not in the UK. Of course, the electoral law is proportional. Then there's other people who use the vote of confidence in parliament, the cohesion of the executive, the cabinet structure at large. Someone more sophisticated looks at Mauro's indicator of efficiency of public administration. Those are, you know, very, very static variables that are often used, and very, very macro. So we ended up with a kind of structural determinism, and essentially explains public policy features by using these structural variables as determinants of public policy outcomes. There are two problems. It may be correct. I mean, after all, it's true that energy policy in Spain is, first of all, a Spanish public policy. But I want to point to two problems, and they are both theoretical. The first theoretical problem was well highlighted by Fritz Scharf in a very old article on policy failure and institutional reform. And he was tackling the normative side. I said that we use the institutional variables in positive analysis and in normative analysis. In normative analysis, if a policy does not work, the mantra of comparative political scientists dedicated to institutional analysis is manipulate the institutional variables. And we just see the OECD is along those lines. You need a stronger government, so change the electoral law. That way you're going to have a stronger government, or make the government stronger vis-a-vis the parliament, give more power to the prime minister and treasury, strengthen the core executive, and by manipulating the institutional variables, you get to better policy making. Now, Sharpe pointed to this normative problem, and it's a theoretical problem, by observing that similar outcomes, and I quote, may be obtained by different policies. Similar policies may be produced by different institutional structures, and the given institutional structure is capable of producing different policy responses. So we are left, I know the Sharpe changed his mind since 1986, but this was when he was doing the study with Renate Mainz on implementation in the Federal Republic of Germany. So it was a policy article. I think this is exactly the problem I see all the time. There is nothing that leads us to a neat prediction. And the problem is compounded, here is the second problem, exactly by the lack of the theory. What is the theory that leads me to an understanding of the institutional variables of Spain, Italy, Greece, and Portugal to the prediction of policy outcomes? How do I link the vote of confidence to the policy performance in the energy sector? I don't know that. There is no theory. The problem is real because we have a lot of variability. It's not true that all policies do not perform well in Italy, for example. Even in public administration, we have huge, but not just a regional variability. We have variability between the Chamber of Commerce in the city of Taranto and the Chamber of Commerce in the city of Bari. Maybe they are local entrepreneurs. But then you cannot say that the civil society is better in Milan than in Cremona because they are 60 miles away. So there must be some policy variables that are not in our model. So it's a misspecification of the model, and we're taking the wrong independent variables exactly because we face a huge, considerable at least, variability of policy performance across countries and also within countries. One could say, true, but you still have two problems, and I take the last 3 minutes to sort them out. The first problem is that you can say whatever you want about the chambers of commerce or whatever, local institutions. The fact is that all the Italian policies are formulated within the Italian executive. And the civil servants are the ones that you find in Rome. Whatever the policy is, you have this group that we've seen how many they are. There are many, but they're all the same. So there is perhaps a way of thinking that we should look at these institutional variables. My objection to that is that if we only look at lawmaking or policy formulation in government and we think that that is policy, we do not look at all the interesting things on implementation that we have just seen. I mean, to make the equation that public policy is lawmaking, so all the features of lawmaking explain public policy, would be to forget about the role of implementation structures, the role of courts, the role of competition authorities, the role of actors and constellation of actors involved in policy delivery. Clearly, when we see lawmaking, especially in a country like Italy, we're seeing some hypotheses. What really happens is then the work within the department of issuing decrees, there will be statutory instruments, regulations in the UK, for example, and then how it gets implemented at the local level. So clearly, it's true that there is only one government in Italy, and they send proposals to one parliament, and that's the Italian parliament, and that's it. It's true of the other countries. But this is not the same as explaining lawmaking. We are explaining policymaking. We are explaining a stage of lawmaking. The second objection, I said, well, this may be true, but we don't know what to do. But I think, drawing also on the previous presentations, that we know what to do, and we have demonstrated as Jacinth said at the beginning, that the policy models travel much better than these macro-institutional variables, especially because now we know that there is more similarity between energy policy in Belgium and Italy, for example, than between energy policy and housing policy in Italy. It's true. Why is that? Is that just Europeanization? Perhaps, but Jacinth also would point to a process of diffusion. But perhaps also, levels at the reputation of the agency, the constellation of actors, the salience of the policy problems, the advocacy coalitions, the use of policy instruments, whether they use cost-benefit analysis or consultation, participatory policy making, all these variables that are produced, then you can generalize into models like multiple streams or advocacy coalitions, they seem to travel relatively well, although I appreciate they were not produced in Southern Europe, but they were produced in the United States. So I also pointed to a kind of sector level characteristics that in my previous research I was looking at some policy instruments by differentiating between countries. And I ended up by saying perhaps the country is not the unit of analysis, because it really depends on whether this instrument is used in Spanish energy policy, and the accent is on energy and not on Spanish, or in Spanish water policy, for example, because they're just different constellations of actors. So I started by saying that our classic reaction to a comparative research design is, well, it's comparative in the sense that we compare the countries, but I end up by saying that probably the unit of analysis, more often than not, should be at least the policy level rather than the country level.